In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. First of all, welcome, faithful, to the revival of the Feast of Corpus Christi here at St. Luke's. We're happy to be celebrating this feast again in the life of our community, and even more glad that you all joined us this evening. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. As a young closeted evangelical beginning my college education, my dorm room had hardly been unpacked when I made a veritable beeline for the closest Roman Catholic Mass offered on my campus. Though I had been baptized as an infant in the Roman Church, my family's staunch megachurch evangelical piety had regarded Catholicism as something of a nefarious superstition sent to muddle up that good old pure Bible religion. For me, this, of course, had the inverse effect of making the forbidden alluring. And so, that early fall Sunday morning, I rebelled against all that I had been taught, and I went to church. While the entire experience of that first Mass was arresting, it was not the liturgy itself, or the music, or even the preaching which captured me. It was the sense of deep reverence and care taken at the Eucharist. Here were people who actually believed in something. This was not the thimble of grape juice and a piece of matzah quickly passed on a tray and downed like an hors d'oeuvre. These were people who believed that Christ was truly, tangibly present in the host and in the chalice, and they committed themselves to being present each week for that. And for all the years that I'd been raised hearing about my need for a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, it was only in that moment that I first felt I truly experienced the love and presence of God, there in that broken bread and that lifted cup. For 2 years, as an undergrad, I went and I simply watched. I didn't receive the Eucharist as I hadn't formalized my relationship to Catholicism, but I knew that I only wanted to be around those people who knew, deeply in their bones, that Christ was in their midst. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. What I see only now in retrospect is that the center of gravity for that presence, that love that I experienced, was not in the hands of the priest above the altar. It was in the faith of the people gathered around. For us, we believe certainly that the Eucharist is the bread for our journey, a salve for our weary souls, but it is also something much more. It is the very means of God for saving us all, for drawing us back to the heart of God. In this and every Mass, Christ offers himself for our brokenness and our sustenance. And as we receive him, as we receive this Eucharist, we too ourselves are transformed. St. Augustine says, "Be what you see and receive what you are." Listen to the apostle, he's talking about Paul, as he says to the faithful, "You are the body of Christ and his members. Therefore, your mystery has been placed on the Lord's table. You, every week, receive your mystery." Augustine goes on, "You reply amen to that which you are, for you hear the body of Christ, and you reply amen. Be a member of the body of Christ so that your amen might be true." This and every Eucharist, there is a double action happening. Like I first experienced as a young college student, the first action is the receivement of and the comfort by the true presence of Christ in the sacrament. What John says, that which we have seen with our eyes and what we have looked at and touched, something tangible, something real for our lives. But this is only the first half of the equation. By willingly receiving our Lord, By taking the body and blood of Christ, we ourselves further grow into becoming the body of Christ. In the epiclesis, or the calling down of the Holy Spirit of the Divine Liturgy of St. John Chrysostom, this is made explicitly clear in a way that is not as clear in our Eucharistic prayers at points. It says, "And we ask thee, we pray thee, and supplicate thee, send your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these gifts here offered, that these gifts may be for those who partake the fulfillment of the kingdom of heaven." It's not just the bread and the wine which are consecrated. It is you and me, there on that altar. "Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them." And this inestimable gift of transformation is never solely for our own comfort or consolation or encouragement alone. We receive the body and blood of Christ so that we may become more like him. By receiving the Eucharist, we assent to a life of self-offering. We assent to a life of selfless love and service. We assent to making forgiveness and reconciliation the center of all we do. This is no easy task, and it is not a task we can achieve of our own power. Hence our gathering, day in and day out, week in and week out, millennia in and millennia out. We know that the world desperately needs this self-offering love, this sacrificial love. And it is the weight of this task which drives Paul to write here in 1 Corinthians for us to examine ourselves before we receive the sacrament. Ask yourself, are you willing to bear Christ into the world in your daily life? Are you willing to love when it hurts? Are you willing to forgive when it feels impossible? Are you willing to serve when it costs you? This sacrament will change you if you let it. Are you ready? Let us pray. Deliver us, Lord, from the presumption of coming to this table for solace only and not for strength, for pardon only and not for renewal. Let the grace of this holy sacrament make us one body, one spirit in Christ, that we may worthily serve the world in his name. Amen.